At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hi again. Welcome to another episode of our Dishing in the Deep podcast. We're Chad and Christy, your host. Summer, theoretically, in Metro Detroit, inching closer, right?
Feels like it's upon us.
I mean, hey, we had a high of 75 this week. Although, what's interesting is I saw where the latest that it has ever gone in the year without Metro Detroit hitting a high of 80 was actually in June, but the last time it took this long was in 1999, where it wasn't until May 17th that we had a high of 80. I don't think it's going to happen, so I think we're going to break yet another record. But it is fun reflecting for a little bit on the year 1999. I had to go back and look to see what the number one song was this week in 1999. It was Livin' La Vida Loca, Christy.
Oh,
you loved you some Ricky Martin, just like everybody else back then. By the way, the number two song was Mambo Number 5. It was a banner year in music in 1999. We had some glorious one-hit wonders, did we not?
We did.
The number one movie 1999 this week was Star Wars Phantom Menace, which would be number one for a couple of weeks and then be dethroned by I See Dead People.
Sixth Sense.
It's 20 years ago.
Yep.
It's hard to believe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the hot trends for summer 2019? I'm reading this morning, it is a return to the 70s. So for anybody that has been holding on to something tie-dye, you have refused to get rid of your Teva sandals, and they've just been somewhere in your closet or mudroom. If you have cut off denim shorts, bring them back out. Celebrate along with that straw hat.
So we're going to get to get groovy again.
Yes, we are. And if only we could have those, what are the necklaces called that have like the shell beads? Is the puka beads? Is that what you call those?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while, so my brain has long forgotten. All right, so we're also going to talk about the latest in trends when it comes to taking care of your skin, taking care of your body, and we have a foremost expert here in Metro Detroit.
So we'd like to welcome Dr. Michael Gray to the podcast from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. And you know, it's great you hear about all these cool trends and different treatments that are coming out every year. And sometimes you go in for a consultation and you are dead set that you want to have one certain thing done, but then come to find out that's really not the right procedure for you.
She has a tremendous insight, your wife.
Yes, she does.
True. You know, most men are not aware and women are very aware. And exactly it's true what you say. What I do is I teach people what it is that I do so that they actually know what I'm doing. And I go over the different options and then they can decide. So it's like entering a restaurant. If you know what, don't know how things are prepared or what's on the menu, you don't have an option to pick. You're just under false premises when you come in. So a lot of people come in and ask for a lipo, and actually they want the hourglass tuck, which is a specific type of tuck that I invented about 20-something years ago. And a lot of times when women are walking in the office, they say they want lipo, even if they don't have any extra skin, they would say, I want lipo. They're asking, I want to be skinny. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what procedure would make you skinny? Is it actually the lipo or is it an hourglass tuck? Because traditional tucks don't make people skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about the hourglass tuck and that being one of your specialties. Every single year, it seems like there's some new procedure that people are talking about. So maybe we can kind of do a quick rundown and you can fill in me especially, but a lot of the ladies too. What is a lip lift and how is that different from like a lip filler?
Well, it's sort of like filling a pocketbook. You can't fill it more than you can fill it. So when people come with very thin lips, they're using fillers to create width. Width is not created by a filler. It just fills whatever width you have.
Mm.
So I've been doing the upper lip lift for about 20 years, but you know, people have different skews on what they want. The upper lip lift shortens the distance between the nose and the actual lip. So some people are born with very long distances and it shortens. That was originally the design. But as people start valuing lips more, it also everts the lip and increases the width of the lip. So a lot of people are doing the upper lip lift now because they want width versus fullness. So some people do just the upper lip lift and they never do filler again. Some people do upper lip lift and filler because they want both. Some people just do fillers. And if you're going to do a filler, you don't want to use something that's temporary. You want to use a permanent filler because it's a permanent problem. So we offer Alloderm, which I've been doing about 25 years, which is a product that is very natural. It's organic. It placed in the body. It's not something foreign to the body. It's a solid strip of human collagen and adds volume. And it feels nice and natural like a regular lip. You wouldn't even know that it was there. And people can do that or they can do something temporary. But what happens is the temporary products get very expensive. And over time, you're going to eat your pocketbook away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm curious, quite another question about collagen, because Christy and I were actually out shopping the other day. And she saw where they now have like creamers for your coffee that are like collagen creamers. It seems like collagen is the it thing now.
You have to be careful because you're being scammed. Okay. You can't, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, produces collagen. You have to first ingest the food. It's broken down into different products. Then your body creates things that it needs. Once you ingest a collagen, your body destroys it.
Hmm.
So you can't get collagen through your body through digestion. You have to eat the ingredients that allows your body to make collagen. It's sort of different. So what happens is a lot of things on the market, you're being misled. It's scamming. For instance, the skin doesn't stretch. Skin's growing. You came from one single cell. As the cells multiply, divide, you have many cells. So you can't see a building until you take all the bricks and glue them together. So the reason why I can see you is you're all glued together. So it's not elasticity that's the issue. It's the fact that anything that pushes, pulls, or tugs will then cause your skin to grow.
Huh.
So gravity over time, weight gain, babies, growth spurts, tissue expanders, breast implants. So as the skin grows, you provide more room, and all these lifts and tucks are just trimming skin, which is really just a paper cut. You touch it, it hurts. You don't touch, it's fine. The secret is don't touch the cut. So basically, you ask people why they do something, they go, that's how they showed me. It's that way in the book. So my question that I pose to the audience is, what happens if the book's wrong? And if you're being shown wrong,
mm-hmm.
then your excuse is the book is what's documenting what you should do because someone told you to do it. It doesn't mean that that's right. So a lot of surgeries are wrong.
Hmm.
And the ingredients that I've created corrects them, but I haven't shared them or published them. No one really knows. So when people look at my results, they can think I'm doing the same thing, but I'm not. So when I do upper lip lift, I'm doing a facelift. I'm not doing the same thing that everyone else does. And, you know, I just happened to rename one procedure because it's something that I invented 20 something years ago. And I never realized when women walk into my office, when they ask for lipo, they're asking for the procedure that I invented. And unless I go over it with them, they don't have the ability to choose.
Right.
So I go over the hourglass tuck, I go over lipo with them, I go over a traditional tuck. And then I ask my patients what it is that I can do for you to make you happy. And not everybody picks the best procedure. They just pick what they want to do because there's a lot more things going on in your life that I wouldn't know about. So I can't just walk in and say, you got to do this. So I never impose my will on other people.
Well, I'm absolutely fascinated by the hourglass tummy tuck because what you were saying, you just described me because I do have that. I've never had a thin midsection. It's genetic. I joke that I have the figure of a 12-year-old boy. It's
that
straight
is
down.
Very common. That's because you had babies.
Yeah.
And that's because that's what happened. And muscle mm-hmm. has nothing to do with it. So what I do is I change the shape of the body through the techniques that I invented. And my patients understand this when they have a consultation with me. And, you know, we also just got this brand new machine. It's called M-Sculpt. Now, think about this. Imagine going to the gym and you got to get to the gym. So it's a half an hour just to get to the gym if it's not traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the gym, you know, you're socializing, people talking to you, you're interfering with you. You spend hours there in the gym. But how much time do you actually work out? And then when you're working out, you're gritting the teeth, you're making expressions, causing wrinkles for me, which I love, because I fix those. And then you're straining your back or whatever and potentially injuring your joints just to try to lift weights. And you lift weights to increase the strength of the muscle and get bigger, maybe tone your body. So imagine if you took your brain away, you were able to be on vacation, and I was able to work your muscles without you even doing any exercise at all, but the muscles are working. So the stimulus comes from the brain to the muscle, makes the move. M-Sculpt is electromagnetic energy that causes your muscles to flex to the point where within a half an hour, you can do 10,000 sit-ups.
Wow.
Okay. Great amount of sit-ups. Then, just like after working out, you're a little bit sore. Not a big deal, but you have no expenditure of mind energy where you're grimacing and trying to work out. And so you're burning calories because the muscles are using the energy, the ATP. Mm-hmm. You're burning calories to do this. Within a half an hour, I did 10,000 sit-ups. It builds my six-pack, and I don't have to flex my back or use heavy weights to possibly injure my low back or my joints. And what it does, it also causes destruction of fat cells over the abdomen, which is about, you know, anywhere between 10 to 20% of the fat goes. And you can do it over and over and over again. You can do it to build up your arm muscles, your legs. A lot of guys have chicken legs. Women use it also for their buttocks to shape and tone their thighs as well as their buttocks. It pinpoints the gluteal muscles where actually it fills out the buttocks, giving them a nice lift to the skin, smoothing cellulite indirectly by filling out the buttocks mm-hmm. with the muscle. And it's very difficult to target your gluteal muscles without targeting your quads, which are on their thighs. So mm-hmm. a lot of women, they don't want big thighs, but they have to get big thighs in order to get a big butt.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could do the Brazilian butt lift, which is another option. We take fat that you're complaining about from one part of the body, and that part gets treated because your problem area is gone. And we take those fats, that cells that are resistant, transfer it into your butt, and then you got instantaneously butt. But the one caveat to this is you have to have fat.
Okay. It sounds like both of these procedures, both the M-Sculpt and the Brazilian butt lift, are perfect
to go get hand
us,
in hand.
Well, and to get us ready for summertime because they're non-surgical.
Or life.
Yeah, in general.
Get ready for life for the next day. You know, so yeah, absolutely. This is just skimming the surface of what I do. I don't really go into great detail, you know, always about what's out there because people don't really understand. Unless I do go into great detail, and mm-hmm. it's very difficult to get an audience like this unless I'm on your show, which is a great show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You
so
guys
much.
Came from where?
Tampa.
Mm-hmm. All right, very warm down there.
Yes.
You know. See, warmer climates tends to make people shed weight because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are based on fashion. Where you live, they're wearing more skimpy clothes because it's hot. So it, you know, and then you can be outside. You can do outdoor stuff, and in Michigan. It's chilly here, so people are covering up. And, you know, it's very easy to cover up what you want to fix versus actually fixing it. What people have to realize is life is short. So, you know, if we've noticed some trends like younger and younger people are coming in, that's because of the internet. They're smarter than us. They don't have to go to the library, which when I was little, I couldn't even get there. My parents wouldn't let me ride my bicycle there because it was far away. And then you have to research in the Cardex, for which I'm sure no one knows what that is, books.
Right.
And people don't know what a book is either. So, right? So on the internet, you can find out the answers to anything. And even these shows like Kardashian and things like that, you know, it's making people aware that you don't have to live with the problems you have. Life is short. It goes by very quickly. Why not enjoy yourself while you're going through life? And people then say, oh, it's vain. It's not vain. I'm going to paint my house this summer. That's not vain. My house is my skin, it's my body,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I truly walk around earth with is my home. I live
mm-hmm.
in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you turn on, I mean, you go to YouTube, I mean, there are millions of influencers or people that give, our daughter who is 14 now is finally getting into makeup. And it's like all the time now she's watching all of these tutorials on YouTube about how to do the eyes and how to do the eyebrows.
We've had many discussions about proper execution of the eyebrows. Because there's a thin line between fashionable and scary.
Absolutely.
So now my big question about the internet, because there is so much information available and you do see celebrities that are promoting different things on their social channels. Do you find that your clients that are of any age, but specifically your younger clients that come in, do they come in with a lot of information or do they come in with a lot of misinformation?
Misinformation. The problem is that you cannot be educated on secrets. Okay. David Copperfield is not going to write a book about what he does, because if he writes a book about what he does, a YouTube channel of what he does, everybody can do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to understand is that you have to be skeptical about everything that you see. It's not always what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do research on your own. And a lot of this is not on the internet. You know, you have to actually go to speak to authorities that actually know what you're, if it doesn't make sense, it's not how it is. Science is very specific. If we don't know the answer, it doesn't make sense. But if you know the answer, you go, ah, that makes total sense to me. So if you look at your body and you see skin dangling, it's dangling from its attachments. As skin grows, as material grows, it dangles. So all these lines on your body have significant meaning if you understand anatomy. This anatomy is not taught to physicians, because what we teach physicians are the inside anatomy. That's what hospitals are about. Things
sure.
happen on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I work on the outside, and that's not as important to people. So cosmetic people don't go to hospitals. It's not a hospital-based practice. So that's where sick people go, and that's the inside anatomy. So once I start explaining to you exactly what's going on with your body, you go, oh, they lied to me. Yeah, because they want your money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so, I'm definitely returning the collagen creamer that I just bought. Chad right. will tell you, I've been obsessed with collagen. We'll go out in the sun, and I'm putting on sunblock, putting on a hat, and the family's like, okay, Mom, you're kind of going crazy. And I'm like, I'm protecting my collagen.
Well, let's think of it this way. The collagen is the glue, just like mortar. Let's say you have more bricks, but you got the collagen, you got the glue. You still got more bricks. The problem is not necessarily the glue. The problem is you have too many cells, too many bricks. So you got two choices. When we heat your tissue, it causes the distance between the cells, the mortar between the bricks, to shrink. And then when we trim the tissue away, we're taking the bricks and the mortar away. And then we hide the scars, and most people heal fine, especially if you use my scar product that I invented called TheraScar.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. People love it, and it makes the scar heal. I got a patent. They even FDA even approved it. Say, it, yes, the federal government said to me, your product causes skin to heal faster, better, and quicker than any other product.
Wow.
And that's what they approved for me. So, but people have to use it. And the difficulty is getting the information out there so that people actually understand that there are things available to them. And YouTube is not always the best channel. I don't let people film what I do. That would be giving the secrets away.
Right.
So if I do film something, it will be didacted, just like what's his name's report.
Oh.
Right.
Just black out everything.
Now, what would you say is the number one procedure that people come in to see you for, the most popular procedure right now?
Well, it's sort of like this. If you go to someone that knows how to make an appetizer, your dinner, your dessert, and your coffee and your wine, and knows how to put everything together, they sort of know how to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm very busy with everything I do. I do lots of facelifts, lots of neck lifts. We do lots of laser work, which is the iron that smooths the wrinkles and the materials. The heat also causes skin to tighten. We do a lot of non-surgical procedures, and we offer everything. People seek me out for scarless breast enlargement or through incisions. They seek me out on the internet from all over the world. The hourglass tuck liposuction, there's a skill behind everything you do. And, you know, it's just like, it's sort of like I'm busy because I do everything. I'm not being conceited, but I do things well. So it's not one thing that people seek me out for, but you know, when they learn that I'm doing something unique, for instance, the hourglass tuck, they're coming in from, I just had a girl from California come in. They're coming in from Ireland. They're coming in from all these places because
wow.
I haven't shared this technique and how to do this for people. And people are very curious because they like my results. They just don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But your analogy of, or equating it to being a chef, I think is perfect because
yeah.
you're right. You can, and you watch these cooking shows on the Food Network. They all are given the same ingredients, but every one of them is going to come up with a different dish, and one of them is going to go, wow, now that is an amazing dish that they put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably the same way.
Well,
I mean, when it comes to...
It's natural talent.
Right.
Like you said, you're
right.
born with natural gifts. Why are some people destined to be mega sports stars?
Right.
They're born with natural gifts.
The other thing is, like, people say not realizing your potential means that you've never tried that hobby. Or let's say you're the world's most amazing flute player. If you never tried the flute, no one would know that. So not realizing your potential. So it's like if you play sports and someone says, wow, he's really good. That's because he has skill.
Mm-hmm.
So with math, with basketball, with food, even a sommelier, they can pick out what year the wine was made, what part of the world it was made in, and what was going on, the conditions of the soil. And I drink that, and I don't even like it, and I can't taste anything except it's bitter. I don't like it. I like chocolate milk. I like coffee that tastes sweet with a lot of cream in it. It tastes like chocolate milk. I like Diet Coke because I used to like Coke, but it made me fat. There's too much sugar. But, you know, I can taste those things. But let's say someone's a chef that brings in different ingredients with the right concentration that makes the food pop. Now, the same person using ingredients wouldn't know the secret ingredients, and just because they put something together, it may not be in the right combination. And maybe that steak is a little bit different than someone else's steak, and they realize it, and it needs this versus that. That's what I do.
Well, I'm definitely going to be coming to see you. So now if someone wants to get in touch with you,
you could call me or visit the website, anewyou.com, just like it's anewyou.com. Or you can call my office at 248-538-3333. That's 248-538-3333. On the website, we have a body selection tool where you can actually go to the part of the body. You may not know what you want. You go to the part of the body that you want. You click it, and it lists different procedures and so on, befores and afters, and people can hone in on what they really want.
Sure.
The head, for instance, instead of going to the cheeks, you know, they may not know they want the cheeks. They think they need the nasal folds. So, but people don't like reading. They want to be told the information. So the best way is to have a consultation. They're free. And call me at 248-538-3333. That's 248-538-3333.
Well, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and give us the insight on what you do and what's trending and what's popular.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's going to do it for another episode of our Dishing in the Deep podcast. It's Chad and Christy, your hosts. We do the morning show on the all-new 98.7 The Breeze here in Metro Detroit. Have a great rest of your week, great weekend. Maybe you're going to go down to Eastern Market this weekend, enjoy all of the flowers over the next couple of weeks. So many fun things to talk about. We're going to be joined by Jared Bobkin. He is a local chef. You might remember him from a couple of seasons of Hell's Kitchen on Fox. He's got a brand new restaurant here in Metro Detroit, so we're going to talk to him all about that. We have one of the stars of the Broadway musical, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, the story of the Temptations. He's from Metro Detroit. We're going to talk to him. We're going to have tips from an expert dog trainer. So many things still to come over the next couple of weeks on our Dishing in the D podcast. So we just thank you so much for streaming it or downloading it, and we'll catch you again next time.